Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
This is my favourite text, the first one of the day that's come through to me. Scott, until yesterday I used to think you were the manliest out of all the DJs, but after your performance in the Livestock Lounge, you've let me down.
Think about I can understand that.
What, you used to think I was the manliest DJ as well? Sorry, everybody. The video's up online now. I know that Joe and Edith were talking about this earlier. Watch me squirm as a snake licks my face at bbc.co.uk/radio1. Hello?
Hello, Scott.
Hello, who's that?
It's Steve, it's Foxy.
Steve, it's Foxy. What's your real name?
It's Steve Fox.
Oh, I see. Okay, got you, Steve. How can I help?
I just wondered, because there's no school or work tomorrow, can we have It's Only Blur Thursday?
Well, some of us are working tomorrow, Steve.
Who? Are you?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. So
I might not be listening, though.
It'd be foolish to change the day. After, 5 years of doing It's Only Blur Friday, we can't suddenly just change it to Thursday willy-nilly. What are you saying?
Well, I don't know. I just thought you might, for me.
You can't just come in here demanding an Only Blur Thursday.
It's got you.
I'm sure loads of other people aren't working tomorrow.
Yeah, I know.
Go on.
Yeah, we've got quite a few emails and texts saying the same thing.
It will make my day.
You can't really be bothered, can you?
I can't be bothered today.
That's what it boils down to.
There will be one tomorrow, all right?
Oh, okay.
Try and listen, okay?
Yeah, I'll tune in.
Okay, I love you.
Scott Mills.
This is
Radio 1.
Quite a few people are asking about a Gnome update, aren't they?
Yeah, I wanted to know about that as well.
Right, if you missed this yesterday, last Saturday, came out of my house to find a garden gnome sat on the wall next to the steps that come up to my front door. I thought that's a bit weird, but obviously someone drunk had just put it there one night. And then on Monday, I came out of the house again, there's two gnomes there. And then as the week progressed, there was three gnomes. Then I mentioned it on air yesterday, and I was half expecting to go home to like 10, 20 gnomes last night on the wall next to the stairs.
And what happened?
There is another one.
There is another one?
Yes, there is.
So are you now weirded out that there's another one, or disappointed that you didn't have a whole class full?
I'm still weirded out that there's another one. Who's doing this?
Do they all look the same?
No, here's the weird thing, right? The one nearest the front door is like a big garden gnome.
So you like the daddy gnome?
Yeah, he's the daddy gnome. Then you've got mummy gnome a bit further down the wall. And then they kind of decrease
They decrease in size.
Yes, they do. Someone has really thought about this. So you've got big daddy gnome there, right next to my door.
But I thought the third gnome, yesterday you said the third gnome was a friend that had come to join them, when I said it was maybe a child gnome.
Well, I just made that up.
Oh.
Anyway, does mummy gnome have a beard?
What?
Aren't all gnomes male?
Are they? I don't know. I've never had a garden.
Now you feel like you have a family of gnomes.
But the one on the end, which hopefully is the last one now, is really quite small compared to daddy gnome at the top.
Well, it's fine. Soon you won't be able to see them anymore because they'll be so tiny.
Yeah. Anyway,
they're definitely gnomes.
What else? How can you?
What else are they going to be?
Well, they could be those dolls that fit inside each other.
Oh God! In which case, I'd be there. Like, there's going to be hundreds more. No, they're definitely gnomes, and I don't want any more. If the person who is doing this is listening, thank you very much.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Today, how rude of her! The posh Radio 4 lady has gone on actual holiday.
Really?
Yeah. So instead, to do Dear Scott today, where you send in your emails and a posh person reads them out and we answer them, will be a posh man off Radio 4 instead.
She should have planned ahead, though, shouldn't she, the Radio 4 lady, and made sure that there was some kind of equipment wherever she was going on holiday where she could record stuff for us and send it back.
Yes, but some of us are more committed than others to
this
show.
Well, that's true, isn't it? We're always available, even when we're on holiday.
Yeah. A posh Radio 4 man will read out the texts and emails today you've been sending in on Dear Scott. Now, I want to make someone feel a bit better at the moment. I know someone is listening right now who feels a bit embarrassed about the events of last night. And I just want to say that you don't need to be. Basically, I've had an email from someone who wants us to mention his mate. Because at work, it's a group of lads, and they've been taking the mickey out of him all day today.
Mm-hmm.
There was an event at the cinema last night where he took a girl to the cinema to watch Marley and Me. This is their mate. Yeah. And they've all been joshing him all day about it. Now, he ended up crying in the film, which is not the best thing to do when you're on a date, maybe.
No.
It is meant to be quite sad, that film, though.
But you can't help it.
I thought it was meant to be a comedy.
Well, it is. It's kind of quite light-hearted, but there is... I know several people that have cried at Marley and Me, and there ain't no shame in it.
Okay.
He did then get home and hug both his dogs, because the film made him appreciate them so much more.
Right.
Which is not also not the best thing to do on a date. But then he confided... This is such a lad's thing.
Oh, no.
It's such a lad's thing at work.
What an idiot.
He confided in one of the lads today, saying, look, I cried at Marley and Me last night, and all day they've been winding him up properly.
Well, he's only got himself to blame then.
But I just want to say, there ain't no shame in crying at Marley and Me.
Even James Corden cried at Marley and Me.
I know.
Did you hear him? He said on Edith that he went with his girlfriend and cried.
I know several people that have really, really cried at that film. So I'm not going to say your name, but if you are listening now, seriously, don't worry about it. I know it was a first date, but it's...
Well, this person might not know who you surely you should say their name.
No,
so
I'm not going to say their name.
Feel better about themselves.
I'm not going to say their name.
Say their name.
I just want to say to all of his mates, stop taking the mick out of him, because the end is actually really sad.
When out of who? Out of who?
Out of the person that I'm not going to say the name of.
Because the mates might not know the person you're referring to.
No, I think they should just put a stop to it now because it's nasty.
How about I say the name?
No.
It is really sad,
it
that
is.
Film.
The end is sad because the dog kills Jennifer Aniston at the end. It goes horribly wrong.
Oh, no. I can understand why I was crying then.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Hopefully you've got the weekend off work, at which point you should be about to celebrate because it's a quarter of an hour or maybe 45 minutes away from you finishing. Yes. Okay, so our favourite Chinese singer from New Zealand, Wing, has been back onto us. Thanks for this, Wing. Can you believe it was nearly a year ago that Wing brought the tent down at the BBC introducing stage at Radio 1's big weekend in Maidstone?
Metaphorically, not literally.
Didn't bring it down, actually, but it was me and Kelly Osborne just swaying by the side of the stage and all of the crowd is going, Wing, 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 with banners. One of the happiest days of my life.
Was it really?
I think so, yeah. That moment when she got on stage and started doing Dancing Queen was definitely up there in the top five.
Does it even now bring a tear to your eye?
Yeah, and
it's
just
not
the
itching
fact,
or anything.
You know, we went to meet her at the airport with a big banner and got her a limo.
She felt sick.
She felt sick. She nearly vomited in the limo, but she'd had a long flight.
Yeah.
Anyway, she's got some new tracks from her new album, which is called Beat It, and they're Michael Jackson tracks.
Right.
I also understand that Wing is hoping for residency at the O2 between Michael Jackson and Britney Spears. And she says, a lady can dream.
Oh, bless. And are you the man to help her achieve this?
I don't think I can pull those kind of strings. It's one thing getting her to Radio 1's big weekend.
It's another getting a residency at the O2.
Yeah, that's asking a lot. Anyway, a lot of people on the text saying, please play the new Wing stuff. We've not heard it for a while. So, by the way, gone are the days where she used to send us the whole track. Get her. She just sent us some clips now.
Is this a tease?
This
so
is just a tease.
So that you have to buy it or just download it.
Just a 20-second tease. But here is a bit of Wing doing Beat It. And then it ends. That's it. I wanted to hear.
No,
the rest.
You know, I have no rhythm, and I can't tell whether something's out of tune or not. And musically, there's just no ability there whatsoever.
You've got no rhythm.
No, but is she about a second behind the music?
Oh, I think she's in time.
It's like her headphones are in delay or something.
That's exactly,
you know,
it.
When you people do singing on the radio and they call in and you're on the phone, it's always like a second or 2 hours. It sounds like that. Bless her.
The same thing did happen at Radio 1's big weekend, to be honest. But that's
what,
because
a second difference.
Yeah, there was.
Maybe it takes her a while to think of the next lyric.
Now, this is my favourite one.
Yeah.
This is Wing doing Man in the Mirror by Michael Jackson. Turn this up as loud as it will go. You're going to enjoy this.
What I love about Wink, can you just hear right at the very end of that clip, is when she sung so slowly and then she realises that the next bit is starting, so every now and then she'll
then
sing at double speed.
Then it cuts off.
But right at the end of that clip, she starts singing it really fast.
Okay, let's have a listen.
way.
And now my thoughts are happy and deeply wrong. If you want to make the world a better place, take a look at it.
We look forward to hearing the four tracks soon, Wing.
Scott Mills.
Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, let's do some Dear Scots now. Normally it's the posh lady from Radio 4, who you all love, who reads out all the messages that you send in by email and text every week. She's on holiday this week, so we've got a man, a posh bloke off Radio 4 instead. First one.
Hello, Scott and your lovely gang. How's it going? So, yeah, I had this dream last night where Scott was my cousin but still worked on Radio 1. There was, like, this really awesome party going on and you invited me along. I had this cool orange Land Rover because I was mega rich.
All mega rich people have an orange Land Rover.
Do they?
No. You'd get a different colour, wouldn't you?
Isn't white colour. The colour to get, like, if you're rich? Like
know.
A big 4x4.
I maybe don't think it's white. Orange, to be fair.
On the way to the party, Scott said it would be nice if we were to pick up Becky along the way. I agreed, so off we went. When we got there, Becky came strolling out in this lovely white dress, and she looked very pretty.
What's wrong?
It's just his voice is... The fact he's talking about me, I know it's not him that's saying it, but it's kind of freaking me out a bit.
She looked very pretty.
It's just a bit weird, isn't
she
it?
She
looked
very pretty.
No, stop doing it.
Why?
It's just weird.
He's just saying it in his big, deep Radio 4 voice.
Did you not look very pretty?
She looked very pretty.
Anyway.
That really freaks you out.
She looked very pretty.
Anyway, carry on.
We arrived at the party and I went to park my car up. Scott and Becky walked along arm in arm, having a little chuckle. After parking my car, I went into the party to find Scott all depressed and mopey.
Yeah, that would happen. That happens at a lot of parties.
Just from walking arm in arm with Becky.
I was like, Daddy, what's wrong with you? Scott began crying, saying, I love her. I want to marry her. Meaning Becky, of course.
Daddy?
This is more of a nightmare.
Do you think he means dude?
Daddy, what's wrong with you?
Yes, I think he does.
It's the person's written... Dude, like D-U-U-U, and then loads of D's and loads of E's.
But he's
read it as Duddy.
Duddy, what's wrong with you?
Yeah, I think he has. Oh, bless. He doesn't do this every week.
Like, oh, bless him.
I think I know this man.
The Radio 4 lady will know that it was dude, but he wouldn't know that just from doing it once.
Duddy, what's wrong with you? How weird is that? I was dreaming about you guys. Get out of my dreams, you crazy dream stealer. Smiley face. LOL. In a bizzle, Nicole. Not him.
In a bizzle. He got in a bizzle right there, didn't he?
He did get that right, yeah.
Lol.
Next.
Dear Scott, are you the DJ that does guess who the granny describing thing? From Charlotte, Isle of Wight.
Yes, Charlotte, I'm the other way. I am the person that does the granny describing thing.
Well, no, she didn't call it that. She called it guess...
Guess who the granny describing thing.
Right, well, I am still that same person. What we do, it's called What Are Those Old People On About? And we go to an old people's home and we show them a picture of a current celebrity and then you have to guess who they're talking about, for instance.
Oh, look at his face. Is it all lines, look?
All lines on his face?
But I think his face is very lined. Isn't it? Even round the chins is all lines, isn't there?
Round the chins?
All lines around the chins.
There's more than one chin.
Even round the chins is all lines, isn't there?
Yeah.
He's got rather a fat face.
Untidy.
He's very untidy.
Has a lot to say for himself.
Yeah.
Uses lots of swear words.
Yeah, so in summary, if you put it all together...
Oh, look at his face. Is it all lines? Look, he's got rather a fat face. He likes to swear. He's a marvellous chef, though.
Gordon Ramsay, obviously.
Certainly was, Duddy.
Dear Scott, Chappers, Becky, and the one that doesn't speak, I am, from what I can tell, the only person in Singapore who listens to your show. Scott, no one here knows who you are. I download the podcast every day and listen to it on the way to school every morning. I laugh pretty loudly because you guys are hilarious. Cool. But I can't chat with anyone about classics like, oh, what's occurring?
Yeah.
Oh, no one knows you're in Singapore.
That hasn't arrived in Singapore apart from the podcast.
However, chappers, you are properly famous here. Because we get when sport goes bad. We love your gags and puns on that show. Smiley face, love you. George.
Now, this is a voiceover that Chappers does for a show called When Sport Goes Bad. It's on a variety of channels.
It appears to appear
and it's reached Singapore.
On more channels by the day, yeah.
Have you been to Singapore recently?
No.
You should go there. You might get mobbed.
The beauty of a voiceover is nobody knows it's you.
Yeah.
Is the idea.
That's right, Duddy.
Duddy, what's wrong with you? She looked very pretty.
Stop it!
And that was Dear Scott. We'll have some more after six tonight. Is that right, Becca?
Correct.
Okay. If you want to get in touch in the meantime, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk is my email. We'll answer anything.
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
This is Scott on Radio 1. And hopefully, it's a bank holiday weekend for you now. If you have got to work, then we are going to be here tomorrow between 4 and 7. And we've got extended Wonder Years because there's no news beat. So that'll be 5 till 6. And then Floor Fillers from 6 to 7, as usual. It's Friday. Good Friday. Right, just a quick thing. Did anyone see the Amy Winehouse session that she did for the BBC on BBC One last night?
No, I didn't, but I saw some of the programme before it.
Which was?
Which was about Amy Winehouse.
Oh, right.
And other, like, pop divas. It was all about women who've been really influential in pop, which included Amy Winehouse, Leona Lewis and Jerry Halliwell, bizarrely.
What?
I know.
Maybe she was the only one of the Spice Girls they could get to talk.
Yeah, and Kylie.
Oh, fair enough. Anyway, I think this might have been a repeat. The actual session may have been a repeat. But she's got her own special way of talking in between the songs, I've noticed, Amy Winehouse. Because normally, if you're an artist or a band, you finish one song, let's say, everyone applauds, and hey, woo! And you say, well, thanks very much for coming tonight. You're a great crowd. It's great to be here in Ipswich. But she's got her own kind of thing going on. Listen to this.
Ooh. I can't say, I'm trying to find my dad. I mean, because it's quite a small venue, so I actually think I might be able to pick my dad out if he's here.
So she's looking for her dad
right
in between the songs. But then realises something.
After next song. My dad is actually not here, probably. Oh, he went to work, didn't he? Probably. It's all right being a cab driver. Make your own hours. Don't have to answer to anyone. It's good if you don't like people.
I quite like the kind of banter in between the songs. It's a bit different.
I like the fact she's doing like almost like job descriptions between the tracks.
Cab driver.
Surely though, as a cab driver, don't you have to answer to everyone? Otherwise you'd never go anywhere.
Gets better though. She does another couple of songs, then starts shouting out names of famous random people.
Lily Allen, Russell Brand. Dame Edna Everage.
Lily Allen, Russell Brand, Dame Edna Everage.
They often go out together.
And then she realises that doing all her songs in a row may be a little bit depressing.
When it comes to the actual gig and you have to sing them in a row, you just... depressing. Do you know what I mean?
Did she not think that when she was writing the album? That people might have to listen to them back to back?
And also, how many people have listened to Back to Black and thought, oh, that's a bit depressing, but still quite liked it? Millions.
Yeah.
This is the best bit, though, listen.
Before we go, I just want to say... actually, I was going back to burp, but it's not really that eloquent.
See? That's a unique style. I like that. Thank you very much, and good night. Did you hear Bat for Lashes in the Live Lounge, recorded last week with Joe Wiley on Radio 1? It was on this morning.
Did they do good banter?
There was no... Well, they had an interview, which is quite nice.
Did they burp?
There was no burping, no shouting out of
random
famous celebrities.
Dame Edna.
No, Dame Edna Everage. Cab drivers.
Oh, that was gross.
This is Daniel.
That wasn't an actual burp, though, was
no,
it?
No, that was put on.
Right.
Radio 1 podcasts.
Right, you know the one that doesn't speak us off this week?
Yeah.
He has found out that we are doing Oh, What's Occurring, even though he's been away.
Well, but is Becky in trouble then?
Yes.
What's happened?
I just got a text message from him this morning saying, I know you've brought it back. I will speak to you next week.
How does he know?
Well, I investigated this. Some 11-year-old has dobbed us in.
What do you mean?
Well, I think it's one of his friend's kids or some random child he met somewhere who said, I've got to tell you this. Do you know what they're doing behind your back? They've brought back Oh, What's Occurring? You need to know.
An 11-year-old?
Yeah.
Just thought I should tell you what's happening while you're not there.
It's good that they're you know.
Jeez.
Snow, so sneaky.
Yeah. She was shocked, apparently, that we've been so bad behind his back.
Well, thanks, whoever
that
girl is that dobbed us in with the one that doesn't speak. We'll deal with that next week. Well, you won't, because you won't be here. Brilliant.
Oh, what's occurring?
For now, let's remember some of our best bits of Oh, What's Occurring? Now.
Oh, what's occurring?
Once again, we have to pick up the pieces of Becky stuffing up.
It's not stuffing up, it's just
well, stuffing up
the
with the one that doesn't speak.
Yeah. We'll just go into hiding for a bit. It'll all be fine.
I don't know what's going to happen next week. Sorry, listeners, for this inconsistency. It might be back next week. It might not. I hope so. I mean, if you'd like it back, then let me know on 8199 if you don't want to hear Oh, What's Occurring ever again. And also, feel free to make your opinions known. And I will show these texts to the one that doesn't speak next week and make him think on.
I'm very confused as to what's happening. I have no idea now whether it is continuing or whether it isn't continuing.
Well, I don't know until he gets back on Monday.
Knows.
No one knows, but for now, let's enjoy the moment.
Oh, what's occurring?
First one today. Did this one ages ago. You know Greg James? He's on early mornings on Radio 1 before Chris Moyles at 4 a.m.
Not tomorrow, he's not.
No, but he normally is.
I know, but tomorrow, I was just doing a plug there.
Where is he tomorrow?
Tomorrow he's doing 6 till 10, isn't he?
Yeah, he's doing the morning tomorrow.
Doing breakfast. There you go.
Now, we came up with an idea a while ago to see how many water cooler bottles he could knock over while going, kind of skidding across the Radio 1 office on a chair. Now, this isn't something we would advise. Obviously, we did this in controlled circumstances.
Well, you need a security pass to get into the Radio 1 office, so nobody else could do it.
That's right. No, I mean, you shouldn't do it anywhere.
Oh, right.
Like at home. Here's my question to you. Out of 10 water cooler Skittles, they're like human Skittles, how many were left standing after Greg crashed his chair into them?
Who has a load of water coolers at home?
Oh, yeah, that's true. Well, don't do it in your office, because they might have some there.
Okay.
So how many... were left standing?
Seven. Oh, how many are left standing?
Yeah.
Three.
You think three. Becky?
Two.
Two left.
Apparently you can play Monopoly in the park now because it comes with a bank card, so you're fine.
Okay, thanks for bringing that up. let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here is Greg James and his water cooler moment in the Radio 1 office.
Hi, Greg here. I've got a helmet and gloves and knee pads and shoulder pads and elbow pads. And I'm going to see how many water cooler bottles I can knock over on a chair with wheels. Ready? Let's have some clapping. The Olympics. Here I go. Go! Ah! Oh! I got them all. I got them all. Did I get them all? I think I won.
He got all of them. All of the 10 Skittles were knocked down. So, none left, which means no points for you lot.
Oh! What's occurring?
It's better in slow motion.
Ready? Let's have some clapping. Like the Olympics. Here I go. Go!
Love it. Next one. You know Lorraine Kelly off the telly? She's amazing. There's nothing more Lorraine Kelly likes than when fans phone her up. Now, remember, I went through this phase of calling people in a very bad West Country accent and kind of being their semi-stalker. So, I called up Lorraine Kelly as her biggest fan. But how long will she stay on the phone to me for? Just talking away, being lovely Lorraine Kelly. If I was just a fan ringing her out of the blue. Becky.
It's quite a long time. 1.5 minutes.
Chappers.
I think it was longer. I think it was about 1 minute 50. I love this character.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's the kidding?
Here's Lorraine Kelly's obsessed fan calling Lorraine Kelly.
Hello?
Hello?
Is that Irene Kelly?
Yes.
Prove it. Hello?
Prove it.
Are you Irene Kelly off the TV?
Yes, I am.
Hello?
Hello.
I love you.
Oh, that's very kind.
I think you're a brilliant idea. I'm your biggest fan.
That's nice.
I love you. Right, are you really Irene Kelly?
Yes,
off
I am.
Off the telly. Right, prove it. Say hello and welcome to LK Today.
Hello and welcome to LK Today.
Oh my God, it's actually Lorraine Kelly. I love you, Lorraine. You're brilliant.
Thank you very much.
I think you're amazing.
Thank
I'm
you,
your biggest fan.
You're very excitable.
Oh, I love you. I can't believe I'm actually speaking to actual Lorraine Kelly on the phone. I've watched you for years on the TV. Mum? Mum, I got Lorraine Kelly. Will you speak to my mum on the phone?
No, that's fine.
Oh, no, she's gone all shy.
Has she?
Oh, no, she didn't want to come to phone.
Oh, that's
can I speak to you a bit more, then?
Well, yes. How did you get my number, darling?
What?
How did you get my number?
I just found it.
Did you?
And it said Lorraine Kelly, and I was like, I can't be Lorraine Kelly's number.
You randomly found my number?
I said, that can't be Lorraine Kelly's number. I phoned it, and really Lorraine Kelly answered
the
phone. What's the chance of that?
I don't know.
Oh, I love you, Lorraine.
Right, okay.
You're brilliant. Say it again. Hello, welcome to LK Today.
Hello, and welcome to LK Today.
Oh my God, I'm so excited. This is like the happiest moment of my whole life.
Oh, son, you must not get out much.
Oh, I'm so excited. Okay. Oh, Lorraine, can I speak?
Yeah, listen, Flower, I'm really sorry, but I've got to go. I have to get home. No, but I'll miss my plane, and I've got to go.
We can speak some more, though.
No, you're fine. Bye. Bye.
No, Lorraine, don't go. Lorraine.
Oh, bless her. 1 minute 55. Get in, chappers.
Oh, what's the curtain?
I think you should do some of your gig tonight as that character. I think they'll love it.
Oh. Okay, last one. You know Pete Tong?
Yeah.
This is classic Oh, What's Occurring, okay? He loves jokes, but he's
got one. Oh, no.
He's got one joke.
Oh, no, not again.
One joke in particular Pete Tong has that he absolutely loves. You probably know what it is.
Oh, if people haven't heard this, then we're going to go through everything we've been through for the past 6 months over this.
My question to you is, on the streets, how many people...
None.
...would get Pete Tong's favourite joke? How many would get it?
None.
None.
Someone must have... I think some people got it on the street, though.
Did they?
Okay.
I think two.
Becky says two. Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's Pete Tong telling people on the streets his favourite joke.
Two nuns in a bath. One says, where's the soap? The other says, does rather, doesn't it?
Okay.
Isn't that funny?
Not really.
Two nuns in a bath. One says, where's the soap? The other says, does rather, doesn't it? Why aren't you laughing more? Two nuns in a bath. One says, where's the soap? The other says, does rather, doesn't it? I don't know. I don't understand why people aren't rolling around all over the pavement. Two nuns in a bath. One says, where's the soap? The other says, does rather, doesn't it? It's funny. It's amazing. It's the best joke ever. You look nervous. It's really funny, this. Two nuns in a bath. One says, where's the soap? The other says, does rather, doesn't it?
Funny.
It really is funny.
Not really.
Two people, Becky was...
Yes!
No, right. I still maintain nobody really laughed.
Well done. So it's a draw today on Oh, What's Occurring? Reoccurring.
Oh!
It's got till seven.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Ben in Bonington says, wow, Fraser in Sunderland's been on. He's a regular texter these days. He's saying, I think I'm actually in love with LaRue. Yeah, that's fine, because we decided actually she would get it last night. A glass of wine.
She would get a glass of wine, yeah.
Yeah, she would.
You know?
We weren't sure at first, but then we thought, actually, yeah, she would get it. It's 6:13 on Radio 1. Happy Easter. Yay, loads of people are off now. I'm feeling quite holiday-ish. She's got loads of time off. Now it's time for a posh man, not lady, because she's on holiday, off Radio 4, reading out some of your emails that we've got this week, and we'll answer them.
Dear Scott,
I don't know if you were watching Living TV at 10 p.m. on Monday, but there was a programme which encouraged inter-race relations. Mainly a small orange munchkin off of The Wizard of Oz was allowed to go and live with an orange washed-up beach bum off of the 80s. The programme was enthralling, and I must admit, I was completely hooked on it. This gave me an idea.
Oh, God, okay.
Seeing as this delightful orange creature got the privilege of staying with you, I thought you should have the chance to have someone stay at your house. Seeing as it's the Easter holidays, I'm willing to sacrifice my time and come and spend a few days in the life of a Radio 1 DJ. Perhaps we could visit the pub and meet some red-nosed drunks called Dick, spend time counting your purse full of pennies in order to buy your white wine, or, more preferably, we could make a flying visit to see Wing and get her to serenade the Radio 1 staff with her dulcet tones. Alternatively, I could try and play some Lady Gaga tunes on the piano using only my feet while simultaneously slamming my fingers in the lid of the piano. Anyway, Scott, let me know what you think. Love you. Fraser.
Same Fraser in Sunderland. I told you he was on
is
a lot.
It?
I think
so. And
now
so. He wants to come and live with you.
Okay, that's weird.
What's your answer?
No. I've got plans this weekend, actually.
Have you what?
Well, I'm supposed to be going to play Monopoly in the park.
Yeah, but you surely said you didn't Fraser want... could be the hat or the dog.
Yeah. The boot. Or the Monopoly characters.
There's six characters.
Why couldn't
Monopoly
Fraser come and play Monopoly with you?
I'm all right, thanks. Anyway, it's a long way, Sunderland, and I know the trains are really messed up between there and London this bank holiday.
He didn't
holiday.
Say he was from Sunderland.
I just know it's him. It's becoming a slight...
Slight what?
Obsessive. But I quite like it, it's fine. Just, I'm not free, that's all. Next.
Dear Scott, I have a bone to pick with you.
Oh, good.
Why is Friday's podcast always so short? Do you have to get away early for a spray tan, followed by a Pinot Grigio and a cheese board? Or are you just not funny enough on a Friday? I listen while at work and look forward to your podcasts every day, especially Mondays. But they are always so short. Come on, Scott, Becky and team. Make them longer, please. Love you, smiley face, Caroline.
Now, this guy from Radio 4 really isn't getting the hang of this,
did
is
she write Pinot Grigio? Or do you think he just read it that way?
I like it because a lot of people obviously email us with so, with S and lots of O's. So is how he says it. And how does he say dude again?
Duddy.
Duddy.
Yeah. The Friday podcast is so short because at 5 o'clock on Fridays we play the Wonder Years, which is non-stop music, and Floor Fillers at 6 o'clock, which is non-stop music. So therefore, the talking is less, and that's why the podcast is shorter. Thanks for that. Next.
Dear Scott, I need your help. I need you to remember the title or singer of a song. I'm pretty sure it's by a male band. General outline of the song is... The singer is taking on a persona of a guy who likes a girl, but she's already taken. He talks to her and whispers to her. She like him, but as I said, she's taken. The boyfriend doesn't like them being so close, but he can't do anything because the singer dude knows what he gets up to behind her back. So yeah, help. I really need to know the song. It was out like a year or so ago and was played loads at the time. Ryan.
Ryan, I have absolutely no idea what you're talking
what
about.
What on earth
are you
going
what
on
are
about?
You on about, Ryan? Seriously, I can't work it out from just that. I can't help you, I'm really sorry.
Somebody will know.
Do you think?
Yeah.
If you know what that is, then help Ryan out, because we haven't got a Scooby. Next.
Hey, Scott Chappers, the one who doesn't speak, and cheesy Becky. My name is Jamila, and I am off of Sydney, Australia. Hi. I just wanted to say hi, and I love your show. Big, big fan, since I heard my first podcast.
Oh, thanks very much.
Why are you known as Cheesy Becky in Australia?
Okay. Cheesy Becky. we have a lot of people listening in Australia, actually, so hello, Australia, if you listen on the podcast.
Anywho, I was at the MTV Australia Awards after party. After the party, we went up the lift to the hotel room and saw Danny Minogue in the lift.
Wow.
When we got up to our room, we realised the key wasn't working properly, so we had to go back down the lobby. And then we went back up in the lift, and there was Danny again. Do you think she just rides the lift? all night long, up, down, up, down. Your biggest fan in Sydney, Jamila, XOX.
XOX to you, Jamila. Maybe what she's done is she's taken the tip off our podcast, Danny Minogue, because I know she listens, and she's just decided to sit down in lifts all the time and just go riding up and down and up and down.
Well, and once she was sat down, she was stuck and she couldn't get back up.
Yeah, because if you've not heard this before, I tell you what, try sitting down in a lift. It's a whole new experience. It makes it a lot better. Just keep going up and down and up and down. As many floors as you can go up and down, like from the ground floor just up to however many it is, and just sit down. It's brilliant, I tell you.
I've had lots of suggestions about the song.
It might
no two suggestions are the same.
Nelly and Kelly Dilemma, it might be that.
Killers, Mr. Bright.
Rihanna Unfaithful. This is the song that guy wants to know about. Ryan. Mario, Let Me Love You. That's quite a popular one.
Eamon.
That was ages ago, that Eamon song, though.
I heard that Eamon song last week on the radio on holiday. They keep all the words in on that abroad.
Right, where were you last week?
Switzerland.
Here's the thing, right, I've noticed about Swiss radio and French radio. They love it, don't they?
Yeah.
Normally, they would, like here, you would cut out
You have
all,
to bleep,
all
blank
words.
Them or reverse them or whatever.
Doesn't seem to be a problem.
Blasting out in this kind of bar was, yeah.
I've also heard, when that song was out, I went to France and I heard that song every couple of hours and it's like, okay, no one seems to have reversed this or bleeped it. And, okay, fine.
Astonishing.
It's a European thing. And it might be High Five by Palladium as well, someone says. Let me know. 81199. Anything you want to say? scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. We'll get you back on Dear Scott when the posh lady returns next week.
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
Jules in Monmouth's been on saying, on a school trip 2 years ago to France, the bus driver played that Eamon song over and over and over again to a bus of school kids and staff. I don't know why they do that. Someone was in Denmark last week and on the radio they heard the full version of Lily Allen's The Fear. They just don't seem to bleep them out or reverse them or there's no gap or anything. Hello?
Hi, Scott. It's Mike from Cornwall.
Hi, Mike. What are you saying?
It's brilliant, mate. They've got boobs in adverts over there as well.
Where?
In France. When I was 14 on holiday, they used to have boobs in the adverts. It was wicked.
What kind of adverts?
In the adverts on telly, isn't it?
Yeah, the adverts on the telly, yeah. Yeah, it was during the Barcelona Olympics and I was really enjoying it in 92.
Right.
And I used to look forward to the adverts because the shampoo adverts had the women with boobies and everything.
Yeah, they're very free and easy.
In shampoo adverts?
Yeah, in shampoo adverts. Because I lived over there, when they come out of the shower, you don't just see them washing their hair. You see where the soap runs and everything.
They're the full way, yeah. They turn around.
So they don't bleep songs out.
They don't bleep songs out and they have boobies in adverts.
Yeah.
I used to watch the adverts and not the programmes.
I saw something astonishing that I'd never seen before when I was in Lloret de Mar in Spain the other week.
Do we want to know?
Oh, no, it's fine. I just wanted to watch a bit of TV. I got there in the afternoon.
Better than your menu.
The gig wasn't until the evening. It's better than the menu. And there was only two channels that worked. One was, some kind of...
That old chestnut?
No, one of them was like Formula One or something like that. I don't know, some kind of car racing. And the other one was just a woman pushing her boobs together. I've never seen anything like it in my life. This is two or 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Hotel room?
I mean on television. No, it was an apartment.
In an apartment?
It was like a chalet. And I've never seen... And also, they were speaking German. In Spain.
Right.
That was
That's
the only
scandalous.
Two channels. That is, isn't it?
Yeah.
And you couldn't get any other channel.
No.
You couldn't switch it off.
But once again, like I said, you just don't see that at that time of day in this country, do you?
Doesn't happen in doctors, does it?
Really doesn't. Don't see that on Loose Women. Thank God.
God. Scott.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.